يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Dear respected brothers and sisters, with no doubt that each one of us believe in this and the hereafter, and this is something that we could not deny, especially after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us, especially after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed us, and how we can deny this, and we see it happening every day for the rich and the poor, the Arab and non-Arab, the male and female, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told us, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Everything that on this earth will be perished, the only thing will remain is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. Every soul will taste the death. Every human being, every living thing will perish, will die. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed. And He said, but you will be paid in full. You will be given your reward in the day of judgment, that because this life and this time is amalun wala hisab wa ghadan hisabun wala amal. This life is a place, is a field for plantation, is only for you to plant your seed. If it's good for good, and if it's bad will be bad. This life been made for us to plant no fruit, but tomorrow, i.e. in the day of judgment, will be fruit, no deed. Those who smart, they have to work very hard to plant today, to put the seed, to put the iman and the amal al-salih, to put the real belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the arkan of iman, and follow this by the righteous deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. What is the success? What is the najah? What is the falah? Being a professional, being a doctor, being an engineer, being a professor, being a rich man, driving a Mercedes Benz, what it is? The reality of the falah and najah, the reality of success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever will sit a distance from hellfire and been permit to Jannah, this is the real achievement. Because any achievement in this life is nothing but a temporary achievement. Look to your car, look to your house, look to your health, look to your children. Everything is alone for only a temporary period of time. And soon or later, you're going to depart and leave it, or it will depart from you. You have no choice about it. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you're going to be, this will come and snatch you away, even if you are in a strong shelter. Doesn't matter if you are a super nature, if you're super power, or you are a president, or you are a king. Doesn't matter if you have a bodyguard, or you have the National Guard, or you have the United Nations. Whosoever is beside you or surrounded you, wherever you're going to be, أينما تكون يدرككم الموت, it will reach to you, will snatch you, even if you are in a strong shelter. You may shelter yourself by any means and any way, but you are not too mighty for Allah. You are not too big for Allah. You are not too far from Allah. Allah will send Malak al-Maut through the glass, through the metal detector, through anything that's been done or been made or manufactured by a human being, and will come and select you according to the qadr of Allah and will take your soul. So whatever that you have in this life, your food, your wife, your children, your right, your health, soon or later you're going to leave it, and somebody else will take a turn and continue like this. So is this a success? So what is the real success? The real success that when you are being removed from hellfire, and that you are permitted to Jannah, which in Jannah مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. When you are removed from hellfire, when you are permitted to Jannah, not only removed from hellfire, now this is the real success. Why? Because you will live there forever. You are never going to be disturbed by any foul language or any headache or any illness or any sickness. You will be there forever. You will live, no death. You will be healthy, no sickness. You will be young, never grow old. فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. But my dear respected brothers and sisters, we know that this is the reality of life. And we know that this is the end of this life, that we're going to die. But what? Why we are here? We are here to prepare for the day of judgment. We are here to plant the amal al-salih and iman, so we can see the result in the hereafter. And this is not too far from you. because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us, بُعِثْتُ أَنَا وَالسَّاعَةَ هَاتَيْنِ وَأَشَارَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِالسَّبَّابَةِ وَالْوُسْطَةِ. Indeed, I've been commissioned, me and the hour, me and the day of judgment, me and the day of resurrection, me and the sa'ah, like these two fingers. How much distance you have between both of them? How much distance between this and that? Between the index finger and the middle finger, not too far. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his coming and his mission is a clear evidence that the hour is almost coming. And وَمَنْ مَاتَ فَقَدْ قَامَتْ قِيَامَتُهُ. And whosoever die, indeed his judgment is already been established. Don't think you're going to wait for years and years and century until you're going to see Jannah and all her fire. But the moment that you enter your grave, the moment that you die, your judgment already going to start. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَكَادُ يَسْمَعُ قَرْعَ نِعَائِهِمْ حَتَّى يَأْتِهِ مَلَكَانِ فَيُجْلِسَانِ أَوْ يُقْعِدَانِ وَيَسْأَلَانِ مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ ما تقول في الرجل الذي بعث فيكم ماذا تعلمت وماذا عملت في علمك. My dear respected brothers and sisters, it's not going to be years and years until you see Jannah or hellfire. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, as soon you die, as soon you bury, they bury you and put you in your grave, immediately, and your friends and your family and your relatives, they're so close to a degree that you can almost hear the step foot leaving the graveyard, and two angels will come immediately and set you up and question you. Interrogation. Who's your Lord? What is your religion? What do you say about this man that came to you? What did you learn about your deen? And how much did you act according to this knowledge? It's not going to be days or years. It's immediately as soon as you enter your grave. If you are one of those people whom Allah has blessed with iman and amal salih, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the proclaimer to say, أَنْ صَدَقَ عَبْدِي فَأَفْرِشُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَلْبِسُوهُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ وَافْتَحُوا لَهُ بَابًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Immediately, your judgment already started. When you come with the proper answer, يُسَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will firm those who believe with the proper answer. This is not an FBI interrogation. This is something that you never saw before. You never experienced before. They will come and interrogate you. Who is your Lord? It's not how much you memorize. It's the guidance and the tawfiq is from Allah. And he's saying in the Quran that Allah will firm, Allah will assist and help. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is the iman, the real iman. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there for you. Now Allah will help you بِالْقَوْلِ السَّابِتِ with the proper answer in this life and in the hereafter. So he will say, رَبِّي اللَّهِ دِينِي الْإِسْلَامِ أما هذا الرجل فهو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He say, my Lord is Allah, my religion is Islam, and this man is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He call, I will call immediately and say, my slave servant had said the truth, he had given the proper answer, therefore give him a bit from Jannah, bless him from Jannah, open a gate to him to Jannah. But if a person, wal-iyadu billah, been hypocrite, he been a Muslim in the weekend only, or whenever calamity fall in him, every question he have nothing to say except, لا أدري. I don't know. I don't know. سمعت الناس يقولون شيئا فقلت مثله. I used to hear the people saying something, so I repeat. أنت كذب عبدي فأفرشوه من النار وألبسوه من النار وافتحوا له بابا إلى النار. No proper answer. Brothers and sisters, did we ever think about this moment? Are we going to prepare for وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. Never forget. And this remembers have to bring about action and good deed. It have to bring about istighfar and repentance about the day of judgment. The day when the person will flee away and run away from his father and his mother, from his companion, his wife, and even his own children. Why? لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه. In that day, everybody busy with his own personal affairs. Can be your own mother, your own child, your own husband, but every person saying nafsi, nafsi, myself, my soul. When Iman came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, questioning him about the day of the judgment, Ya Rasulullah, mat al-sa'a? O Prophet of Allah, when is the hour? What was the response of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? O Prophet of Allah, when is the hour? When is the day of judgment? What was the response? ماذا أعددت له? What did he prepare for the day of judgment? My dear respected brothers and sisters, it's not our job that we sit here in this life asking when and study all these times and get so busy debating and dialoguing about the day of judgment. But ماذا أعددت له? What did he prepare for it? What did he prepare for the day of judgment? What did you prepare for the standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to reflect. Today we have this chance. Today we have this opportunity because we still live. We are still living. We still have the opportunity. Every day you getting up in the morning and you say Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Why are you praising Allah when you getting up? Or praise you to Allah who had revived us after our death. Because sleeping is the twin and the brother of death. Alhamdulillah الذي أحيانا. Or praise be to Allah who had revived us, bring us back to life. Why? Because Allah gave you another opportunity that you can be a better Muslim. Allah giving you another day, another 24 hours that you try to see, can you do better? Can you make tawbah? Can you make your salah in time? Can you be more careful about what you're saying and what you're doing? It is another opportunity that we have another Jum'ah and another day and another moment that we can remember Allah. is not another day for more dollar and more thousand dollar and more million dollar. Because you're leaving it to somebody else. It is opportunity that you can come again for Jum'ah. It is opportunity that you can be forgiven again. It is opportunity that you can sit down and listen to the zikr and the remembrance of Allah, that it may soften your heart. It make you think twice about what you're doing, that you may can get rid of the yuzzi and the haram and stop fighting and having war with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the reason that you've been given another opportunity, another khutbah, another day, another weekend, that you can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when you are before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع. يسأل عن شبابه فيما أفناه، وعن عمره فيما أبلاه، وعن علمه ماذا عمل فيه، وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now this is some of the questions you're going to be questioned about it. But in reality, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. My dear respected brothers and sisters, if we started the list of questions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address us in the day of the judgment, we are not going to finish listing them. Because the general word of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, each one of you is a governor. So from the day of the judgment, unless he be questioned about four things. And one of these, your youth. Being a young man, 25 years old, you're so strong, you're so healthy, you can do this and that. What did you do for your akhirah? What did you do for your family? Where is your children? What do you know about Allah and His Messenger? This is the golden age. This is the golden age of each one of us. Don't talk about 40 and 50. Because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when one of them reached 40, now he tried to wash his hand almost totally from this life and direct most of his time to the hereafter. Now some of us 50 and 60 and we're still running behind the dollar and the cars and most of our time, and maybe come to Jum'ah 5 minutes before the Iqamah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We are living in the middle of fitna, trial and tribulation. We are living in a society, the halal is haram and the haram is halal. The ma'roof is munkar and the munkar is ma'roof. Where are we? Are from the Sahaba, that one of them, he used to say, Nafaka Hanzara, and he's still living in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we supposed to say about ourselves? A companion who faces the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day, day and night. When Abu Bakr al-Siddiq asked him, كيف أصبح? What was his answer? Nafaka Hanzara. I have a hypocrisy. How come? What are you doing, Hanzala? You buying and selling by haram? You going through interest and usury? Your wife walking half naked in the street? What you doing, Hanzala? Hanzala didn't do any of this. So what me and you going to say today? That our life, we can see the ma'roof became munkar and the munkar became ma'roof. Do you recognize anything of Islam when you walk in the street? Do you? We live in an ocean of fitna. And after this, some of us, they think they have iman like Abu Bakr al-Siddiq and Hanzala. What was the problem of Hanzala? He said, when we sit with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُذَكِّرُوا الْجَنَّ وَالنَّارِ فَكَأَنَّهَا رَأِعَيْنِ. We sit in the halaqa with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remind us about the hereafter. Remind us about Jannah and Hellfire as if we are seeing it with our own eyes. But when I go back to my wife, to my children, and I spend time with them, I feel that my iman dropped down. Subhanallah. He's talking about his wife, not his girlfriend. He's talking about his house, not a club or a drinking or convenience store with haram stuff. He's talking about shifting the environment of iman, and he's not to go into something environment of haram. He's going to his house and his wife, but he sees that iman is dropping down as a result of this nafaqa hanzala. What about me and you today living in America? What we're supposed to say? What we're supposed to say? We ask Allah to protect us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save our iman from this destruction and this fitna. It's so serious, my dear respected brothers and sisters. But here is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that in the day of judgment, you're going to be questioned about your youth. You're going to be questioned about your age. You're going to be questioned about your knowledge. Not the chemistry and the science and the biology. There's nothing wrong to learn this. But it's so bad that some of us read every semester 7 books. Each one of them at least 400 to 500 pages. But he never in his life read the Quran from cover to cover. It's shame. It's shame. Muslims, they read every semester 5 to 7 books. Each book, 400 to 500 pages. And now, until today, he didn't finish, not understanding the Quran, reading the Quran once in his lifetime. You're going to be questioned about your knowledge of Islam, of Allah, the Messenger, the Day of Judgment. And you're going to be questioned, and I leave you with the last question. وَيُسْأَلُ عَمْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. And you'll be questioned about your income. How did he earn it and how did he spend it? Are you ready to answer this question? Did you prepare the answer? What you going to say to Allah? Oh Allah, 50% haram and 25% is shubha and doubtful, and maybe 20-25% I think I'm going to give the zakat from this and give sadaqah, because all this 75% I'm not sure of it. What we going to say to Allah? What we going to say to Allah? Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself when you meet Allah. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Every soul has to fear Allah and think and reflect. What did you have prepared for the morrow? الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. Dear respected brothers and sisters, reflection on the day of judgment means preparation for the day of judgment. It doesn't mean to go in debates and dialogue about the information. One verse is sufficient to change our life. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرة. أيحسب الإنسان أن يترك سدى؟ Do you think you're going to be left alone? Prepare for the day of judgment. And I remind myself, as will my respected brothers and sisters, with the advice of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he said to Ibn Umar, كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. Live in this life as if you are a stranger or a farewell. Don't live, don't be acquainted with this life. This is the problem. Don't be so familiar with this life. Some of our children will give you the details, the names, the brands of each car and basketball player and singer and dancer. لا حول ولا قوة. In detail, they will tell you such a car, this car is whatever. I don't know all these brands. We came so familiar with cars, with women, with men, with games becomes so familiar. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب. Live in this life as if you are a stranger. You are not familiar. You don't know what it is. I'm not concerned about this. I have something more important to learn. Something more important that I have to be worried about. Worry about this and that and this and that. كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر السبيل. Like a traveler. When you're traveling, you don't take the living room seat with you. You don't take the bedroom with you. You take your briefcase, your laptop, and a small case with some of your pajama and change of clothes. Because you are a traveler. So live in this dunya like this. Otherwise, you can be in a big trouble. Ibn Umar, he learned the lesson. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he learned the lesson and used to say, إذا أصبحت فلا تنتظر المساء وإذا أمسيت فلا تنتظر الصباح. If the morning comes to you, don't have too much hope that the evening will reach you. And if the evening comes to you, don't have too much hope that the morning will come to you. And take from your health to the time of your sickness. And take advantage of being rich when you become poor. And take advantage of being living for when you die. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with what we heard, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the reality of taqwa and the reflection of the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. The reflection of the hereafter. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم.